Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory and honor belongs to him this day and forevermore, this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves in your mighty hand tonight. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we go about this night, precious Father, praying and believing God and asking the Lord to move the way that you see fit in the name of Jesus. We battle up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. You move, precious Father, the way that you see fit this day in Jesus' name. Prepare the people's hearts to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up anything and everything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. That the anointing the spirit of God rest upon the word of God here tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms. 9 and verse 12, and we're also going to be looking at Ephesians 5, verse 15. In the book of Psalms 90, verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Also here in Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 16, it says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Just for the next few minutes, hallelujah, we want to talk about, hallelujah, making use of the opportunities that God gives you. Making use of the opportunities that God gives to you. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for these next few minutes, we thank God for an opportunity to come before you and uplift that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We thank God because he made it possible through the use of the internet that we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Here in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10, it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thy goest. When we look at the word cease, or making use of, it means to take hold of suddenly and forcefully, to take hold of by legal authority. We as born-again believers of Christ, we are in right standing with God because God have made a way for us. Jesus was the one that was sinless, took upon himself the sins of the world, and he satisfied the penalty for sin. He shed his blood for remission of our sin. And because of Jesus, we are able to be in right standing with God. He is worthy to be praised. Jesus is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, the author and finisher of our faith. So we as born-again believers of Christ, let us make use of the opportunities that God has given for us in 2023. Child of God, life as we know it is filled with opportunities. But the big question is, what will you do with them? Do you let them slip by and say maybe next time? Or do you seize the opportunity, make use of the opportunity, realize that you may not have as much time as you think to get things done for the glory of God? Yes, people of God, we are the servants that Jesus, God the Father, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, has invested in. And we are to take what he has given us and make use of it for his glory while we await the second coming of Jesus to return here. Yes, believe in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ has paid an incredible debt for all mankind. He has pardoned you and forgiven you. God did. And we became followers of Christ. We have become servants of the Most High. Servants because we love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 says, "What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. So thoroughly glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." Beloved, also in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross on a daily and follow me." Child of God, you recognize that everything belongs to God. Everything is his. Our families belong to God. Our possessions belong to God. Everything is his. He has just lent them to us. As born-again believers of Christ, we've been drafted into the beloved family of God. We are in this world, but we're not of it. We have dual citizenship. We're in this world, but we also live in the realm of the heavens. As believers in Christ, take what God has given to you and do the most that you can with it for his glory. Yet God has given each and every believer of Christ an assignment to do while we're here on planet Earth. Your assignment may be different from mine. My assignment may be different from yours. But God have custom made an assignment to fit you and to fit me which is very unique. Yes, beloved, if we will humble ourselves and take what we have and offer it to God, our Creator, the one that made heaven and earth, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, the one that neither slumber nor sleep. As we come to him on bended knees and bow down head, humbling ourselves and realizing that we can't do nothing without him, realizing that we get weary at times. Sometimes we get a little weak. But let us confess that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Beloved, if we humble ourselves in God's eyesight and take what we have and offer it to him, he will be willing, able, and ready to use us and what we give to him for his glory. So child of God, take the opportunity, the moment in life on this day in 2023. Make use of the opportunity before you. Do not put it off. Be productive with your life in 2023. Be productive with your time, because time is an important commodity. Time is something that we can't get back. So that's why we got to make use, good use of the time that God has given us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, making use of the opportunity for us as a born-again believer, a follower of Christ, to shine the light to strangers that we may encounter, cross path with in 2023. So people of God, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. When we look around in 2023, most of us have full-time schedules that we must do, agendas, have some to-do lists and appointments to keep. But many of our opportunities to teach others will come at inopportune times. So we have to be flexible, put to seek God first. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So we have to be flexible enough to say whenever possible that this is my priority right now, to do God's agenda. So I must position myself to be used for God, present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may know the perfect will of God in life. So, beloved, when it comes to evangelizing, letting people know about Jesus, presenting the good news, the plan of salvation into their lives. When evangelizing, it's not for the faint of heart. It's for those that are willing to be used by God, those that are willing to go the second mile, the extra mile, those that is not bound by fear, those that are willing to present their bodies a living sacrifice, to God, to be God's mouthpiece, his hands and feet. We know that 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because it is unusual right now, or it's unusual for somebody to step out and be accountable to what God wants to do in their life. But we must, as born-again believers in Christ, don't hide behind the four walls of a building or even our homes, but to go out in the byways and, hallelujah, the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 28:1, it says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." So, beloved in Christ, we all have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. In order for you to be bold, you must spend time with Jesus. Spend time to know him. Jesus said in his word, "My sheep knows my voice, and no other will they follow. And I know them." Spend time knowing who Jesus is. Read about him in the word of God, because he is our set example to follow. And the word also says for us to read our word, the word of God, and meditate on it. Meditate on what Jesus did from the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. We study God's word on a daily basis. We study God's word because we want to grow in the things of God, because we desire the pure, sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby and go from the milk of the word and grow into being able to chew meat of the word in order to grow in the things of God according to his word. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. So again tonight, we are talking about making use of the opportunity that God gives you in 2023 for his work and for his glory. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God wants us to be successful in building up his kingdom. Remember, there's always, according to Romans 8:31, the because of the verse says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Sure, we know that we have an enemy. We know that the God that we serve, he is awesome. We know that God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. We know that the God that we serve is an awesome God. We thank God for his Holy Spirit, who leads, guides, and directs us in total truth. We thank God because without him, we can't do nothing. We thank God because he is an awesome God. He's a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. He's the God of the universe, the God that has all power in his hand. He leads, guides, and directs us each and every day of our lives. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, always be watchful and pray. Bible says, in Luke 18, verse 1, to be clause in the verse, that men ought to pray and not faint. To pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. To pray in the morning, noontime, and at night. When things are going good, pray. When things is not going the way that you want it, pray. Prayer is the vehicle that is used for us to communicate with God. Yes, God will move the way that he sees fit during his timetable. All we got to do is be faithful and pray. Be faithful to what the word says, that our lives would line up with what God wants in 2023. So, child of God, you must be knowledgeable of God's word. The way that we do this is by having a set time to where we can get into the word of God for ourselves on a daily basis. Sure, the Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of ourselves together, to come together in an assembly where we can be encouraged and exalted in the things of God. But even during, before we go on Sunday morning, our midweek service, spend time in the Word. Get in your prayer closet and talk to the Lord for yourself. Pray and ask God what is there that he wants you to do each and every day of your life. Because a brand new day, God is faithful and grateful. We are grateful. Be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. We are grateful because each and every day we have an opportunity to give God the glory, give him the praise and the honor. We have an opportunity as the Spirit lead us to cross path with people that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Yes, in 2023, God is still in the soul-saving business. God is still a miracle worker. God is still a keeper. God is still looking for those that wants to, for those to come back in fellowship with him, those that don't know him. Hallelujah. You see, God would allow one to plant, one to water, but he brings forth the increase. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the hour and the time to get right with him. Again, we are reminded in 1 Peter 2, verse 2. It says, as newborn babes desire the pure, sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. So believer in Christ, with evangelism, crossing path with strangers, those that don't know Jesus, you usually don't get a second opportunity or a second chance to witness to that particular person. So when God allows people to cross your path that has a hunger for his word, and the Holy Spirit may prompt you or lead you to talk to that person that God has prepared their heart to receive your word. So don't be shy or fearful of their expression or impression in their life. A person may look good on the outside, but tore up from the flow up on the inside. So pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you. And when the time presents itself for you to witness to them, let them know about the hope that lies within you. The hope that the world needs is that what the church already has. So it's up to us to be the mouthpiece for God, to be his hands and feet It's up to us to make ourselves available to be used by him. So there is no time when it comes to witnessing to somebody. It is not time to go home to look up a scripture or to find your notes from last Sunday's sermon. No, it's time to be about our Father's business. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh that no man can work. So we like Jesus, who set an example for us when he was baptized of John the Baptist, and he was led to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Bible says after a while, he got hungry. In other words, the flesh kicked in, and the hunger pain started. And the devil, before he came and presented Jesus, showing him the beauty of the world all at once, and asked him to bow down to him, that he would give it all to him. And knowing that Jesus was at his weakest point, because he was hungry, he told Jesus, he said, command these stones to turn into bread, that you may fulfill the desire of the flesh to eat food. Jesus didn't hesitate. He told the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, which is a physical, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, which is spiritual. So we as born-again believers of Christ, as men and women of God, we have a spirit. We live in a body. Hallelujah. In our mind, our soulless area, we still have to come against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So Jesus defeated Satan, the devil, by using the word of God. We got to remind ourselves that our enemy is not someone, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, against the prince of this world. We know that the devil only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. We know the enemy goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So we as believers of Christ, we must be prepared. We must prepare ourselves. Not get ready, but be ready. So when the opportunity presents itself, that we are prayed up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God, and that we must be ready to give an answer in the moment when the question is asked. So the broader your knowledge is, the better equipped you will be to be helpful in gaining the confidence of others. You got to know what you know, that you know that God is with you. You got to know that God, he said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, according to John, according to, hallelujah, praise the Lord, according to the scripture, to Hebrew 13 verse 5, the because of the verse. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about making use of the opportunity that God gives you in 2023.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness.
touch no one when your stuff is a mess.
Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live for real.
There's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Hallelujah, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, he wants us to live a holy life, a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Bible says that a non-faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, according to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to make sure that make use of every opportunity that God gives us in 2023 to reach out beyond, beyond the confinement of our homes, our comfort zone, and reach out to those that are less fortunate than us that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Sure, because of the pandemic, kind of got lax on our assignment, got lax on the fact of being vessels to be used for the glory of God in witnessing to others. But that's our number one, should be our number one priority in life, is to let somebody know there is a better way. Let somebody know that there is a Savior that went to the cross for us. His name is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that is our setting example for us to follow after. And hallelujah, Jesus suffered and paid a tremendous debt for us as followers of his. That's why the Bible says for us as followers of his, we must take up our cross on a daily basis and follow him. We must do our part because he done did He done did his part for us. Hallelujah. Again, the Bible says here in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, before we go any further, we just want to say thank God for those that have tuned in tonight, for those that will be listening at a later date. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you're believing God for, that God would just intervene and touch your life, that God would just, hallelujah, in his time, in his timetable, would answer that prayer that you've been praying about, would honor that request that you have asked him about. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on his promises. Don't just stay in faith. Be teachable. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. Also, Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, be causing the verse to obey better than sacrifice, and a hearken than the fed of rams. So just hang in there. Stay strong in the things of God. Give him something to work for in your behalf. Because our God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and a season. Sin is running rapid through the land. Where people is departing away from the truth and gravitating to sin, to lie. Times that we're in place that we are living in, we will still be faithful. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. You may be the only Joshua in your family. You may be the only one in your family that is saved. Stand in the gap. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on God. Just be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So we as born-again believers of Christ as witnesses for Jesus, we must be brought up in our knowledge of him and better equipped so that we would be able to be helpful in gaining the confidence of others, those that is watching our life. Those are all around us, our neighbors, our friends, even our enemies. We must be willing to become personal, need be, to testify and let people know, for God I live and for God I die. We must be joyful on the fact that we are saved. You see, it wasn't because we were so good. No, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we all have to come to the cross the same way. On bended knees and bowed down here, asking God to forgive us, to cleanse us from the sins that we have committed. Throwing both hands up and surrendering our lives totally and complete to him. Let him know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed. And then repent of our sins and be truthful about it. You may be tore up from the floor, but let God come to him and let him know that you're willing to repent of everything that you did and have the mindset of not doing it again. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a man or woman of God, we must show ourselves friendly. So in order to have friends, we must show ourselves friendly and also be a witness for winning souls for Christ. Yes, beloved, opportunities must make use of all the opportunities that God allowed you to do. We must make use of it as quickly as possible because time is limited. We don't know the hour, the second, when Jesus will come back. But he's coming back according to scripture. He's coming back according to what he said. Beloved, every one of us, every one of us have opportunities that comes our way for us to tell others about Jesus, for us to let them know how good he is. You see, opportunity is defined as a combination of circumstances favorable for a purpose. I'm going to say that again. The word opportunity is defined it is a combination of circumstances favorable for a purpose. And the purpose is to bring people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So people of God, even now in 2023, opportunities do not wait around for the faint-hearted, nor for the slow to move. No, they must be seized. They must be taken. They must be made use of. Hallelujah. On a daily basis. Yes, believer in Christ. Every opportunity that God gives you, it demands a steadfast, persevering spirit. It demands that. Having ambition alone is not enough. You must be willing to take risks and lay it all on the line. And even be willing to lose it in order to make use of the opportunity to witness for Christ. Yes, beloved, our attitude and perception about the situation that we are in. And we must have everything to do. It has everything to do with our outcome. I'm going to say it again. Your attitude and perception about the situation that you are in has everything to do with your outcome. So believer in Christ, God never gave us an opportunity without first giving us the ability to achieve it. You see, beloved, opportunities become reality to people of great passion. So child of God, when the God of the universe gives you a vision, a God-given vision, you have to put your all and all into it. Progress is never achieved by people who have no passion. So beloved, the fear of failure will keep you from making use of the opportunity that are being presented to you. Remember this, that failing is not final, and setbacks are not permanent. So child of God, you cannot allow yourself to become stagnated and non-operational because of the fear of failure. We have to understand again what 2 Timothy 1:7 says. For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So we must be persistent and consistent in our walk with the Lord. We must be patient, never looking back, and never giving up. And it will cause us to reach our godly goals in 2023. So child of God, the greatest reward that you will ever know It comes only when you have stood fast on the word of God and you refuse to quit. I'm going to say it again because it bears to be repeated. Child of God, the greatest reward that you will ever know, it comes only when you have stood steadfast on the word of God and you refuse to quit. So make use of the opportunity that God gives you in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, make use of the God-given opportunity. Make use of it with confidence, with courage, and conviction. And be consistent in your walk with Christ. Beloved, a person who sees the moment or make use of the moment of opportunity will be committed to Jesus Christ as the opportunity he gives them. Yes, believer in Christ, Jesus gives each one of us special opportunities that are unique to us. You see, nobody in the world will have the same opportunity and privilege that you have or that you have been given. A person who makes use of the opportunity or make use of the moment will be consistent in his or her support. There may be times when you serve alone. There may be times where God will isolate you in order to preserve you. There may be times when God will, hallelujah, send you on a mission all by yourself. But know this, God says he's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, make use of each and every opportunity that God gives to you. Child of God, remember, time is short and time is fleeting. So make use of the opportunity that God has given to you. Bible says here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So people of God, the Apostle Paul here is warning us as followers of Christ to be very careful how we walk in 2023 spiritually. So take heed, be alert, be vigilant to discern the spirit enable vision that God have given. Be led by the Holy Spirit. This command calls for us to continually to live our lives wisely and for us to depend on the leadership of the Holy Spirit who leads us on a daily basis. Child of God, don't live by light. Don't live by life demand. Live by God's priority. Child of God, you need to live in such a way that you will get the most out of your time. People of God, every moment of life is granted us for one purpose. And that is to become more like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Sure, each and every year when God allows us to, resolution goes in one year and out the other. Yet our God is the God of a brand new start. Our God is a God of a second chance. So child of God, time is a provided opportunity. And you need to awake to the gift that God has given you. Yes, like any other gift, the value you receive from it is up to you. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, it says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because of his compassion, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. People of God, we are stewards of every God. We are stewards of every God-given day that he allow us to still be here in the land of the living. You see, one day we will give an account for those opportunities that have been presented to us. Remember this, brothers and sisters in Christ. There are 24 hours in a day, 1,440 minutes, 8,600 seconds in each and every day. And we all have the same amount of time to do something for the glory of God. Yes, every minute is precious and valuable. Believe in Christ, time is a present opportunity. You see, some people miss today by worrying about tomorrow. But the word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. It says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. But sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, beloved, time is also a precious commodity. Yes, time is also a precious opportunity. The art of living in 2023 is to spend time wisely. Again, we are reminded in the book of Psalms 90 and 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So beloved, spend enough time with God on a daily basis in order to get a clear sense of direction for your life. It is never a waste of time to wait on God. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So make use of the opportunities that God has given to you. Book of James, chapter 4, verse, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 17 says, therefore, to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. So believer in Christ, cultivate the habit of immediate obedience. Again, in 1 Samuel 15, 22, because of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So remember this always, that time is a strange commodity, because you cannot save it. You cannot borrow it. You cannot lend it or leave it. He cannot take it. Time, as we know it, you can only do two things with it. Use it or lose it. So, beloved, time cannot be stopped. Time cannot be stored. Time cannot be put in the bank. Time cannot be stretched or shaped. Time cannot be lend or borrowed. Time is valuable, and we must use it wisely. We must make every opportunity that God give us make it count in 2023. Here the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So people of God, we must learn to live in the eternal right now, because today is the only day that we have. So redeem the time. Make good use of it. Beloved, cut yourself loose from the past and bury your failures in the grave of God's forgetfulness. And let God give you a brand new day. Remember, time wasted can never be recovered. So, child of God, set a high value upon your time, the time God gives you, because time is short and its flight is rapid. Yet time is not only short, but time is also precious. So, beloved, let everything be done in its season. There's a time for all things, and let all things be done in order. The true order of things must be determined by their relative importance and by the urgency of the case or loss, which would probably be suitable by neglect. Well, bless God, as we bring this teaching to a close tonight, we are thankful and grateful in the name of Jesus that, well, something that was said that will give you encouragement for this week's journey, that will help you along the way. We thank God again for you. We thank God for listening to the word, and not just hearing the word, but being doers of God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much, Apostle, for that message tonight. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T as in Tom, H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Please share the number again. God bless, and until we meet again, because we will not be on air on Friday evening. Apostle has a preaching engagement, so we will not be on the air on Friday of this week, June the 2nd, I think it is. But please join us and pray for us as we travel on the highway for the weekend. Be safe. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And we look forward to being back with you on Tuesday of next week at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Mm-hmm.